Welcome to another edition of Mesa County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. Travis Skaggs with our co-host, the Youth Service Center Coordinator here at Mesa County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And Ashley, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Travis. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, it's been pretty busy, Ashley, in the district. We've had a lot of things going on in the district and, you know, whatnot. So we've had a lot of shows that we re-aired for a second time that maybe people didn't get to hear. And, you know, schedules are crazy, but we're back here today at Mesa County Middle School talking with the academic team, Ms. Clark, and those students. But before we jump in, do you have anything announcements-wise?
You know, like you said, it has been busy. There's been a lot of things going on. We've had some snow days thrown in there in the mix and delay time. So it's been a lot. February's right around the corner here on Thursday. Make sure you're following all your kids, the school's social media pages. Keep up to date with what's happening. I know high school has a college fair coming up. Middle school is going to have Truth and Consequences for their 8th grade students the month of February. And just lots of different things happening within the district. So make sure you're really following your school's social media pages and keeping up to date with what's going on. And then we also have next Wednesday the 7th, we'll be back to our Royal Market. We had an extra Wednesday there in January, so threw a few people off. But we'll have Wednesday, February 7th, will be our first Royal Market at the high school from 10 to 12. Just call the Family Resource Center, 564-5683, if you were in need of a food box.
We're here again, Ashley, at the middle school talking with Kristen Clark, the academic team coach, and several students today. And, you know, we're going to hear from a lot of kids that placed in math, science, social studies, language arts, arts and humanity, and written composition. So very bright students who are some of the best here at the middle school. And they're talking about quick recall. And, you know, I guarantee these students will destroy me in questions and answers and these tests. It's like that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I know I'm not smarter than any of these students here today.
You're right. It's a great group that we have here and very excited to kind of hear from them. Ms. Clark, you know, we did see where she had posted several of the students that had placed. It was a great group, a lot of students. And I see several first place there on the list. I'm the same way. I'm definitely nothing on the spot for me. I'm not an on the spot answer at all. So it would take me lots of time to get through these questions.
And the confidence these kids have to have in buzzing in and getting an answer wrong. Rejection is not easy to take, but for these kids to miss a question and have the confidence to buzz back in and take a test and maybe not do so well, and, you know, just shows kind of their competitive spirit and, you know, what Ms. Clark's building here with the academic team.
Definitely. You definitely have to be confident in yourself, kind of handling rejection of getting the answers wrong, but being ready to get back at it. So these students obviously have did a great job with all that and excited to hear about how their seasons went. We have with us Kristen Clark, the guidance counselor and the academic team coach here at Mason County Middle School.
Ms. Clark, I know you guys are in full swing, and you recently shared on the Mason County Middle School Facebook page some award winners, but I guess when does academic team start, and kind of just talk about the season so far?
Yeah, so middle school academic team actually starts back in September with Limestone League, which is a league of about 8 regional schools who compete against each other in the fall, and we are still going. We just had our District Governor's Cup competition a week and a half ago at St. Pat, and we won the district. We're very excited. We won overall in quick recall as well, and then we had several students who placed individually in their tests who will advance on to regional competition.
You had a list there on social media. I wanted to go over those students who took high honors.
So in math, Austin Johnson scored first place, Isaiah Carroll third place, Maddie Stanfield fourth place. In science, Matthias Poe was second place, Isaiah Carroll was fifth place. Social studies, Matthias Poe was second place, Clark McGrath third place. In language arts, Ellen Clark was first place, Xander Underwood third place. Arts and humanities, first place, Xander Underwood, second place, Maddie Stanfield, and third place, Luke Williams. And in written composition, first place, Ellen Clark, second place, Claire Miller, and fourth place, Fiona Watt. And I have never had that many students place in district competition, so they did amazing.
Talk about where are we in the season, how much longer do you guys have matches, competitions, and just kind of give us a recap there.
Well, our next competition is coming up February 10th at regionals, so the students who qualified to move on in their written tests will participate in those on February the 10th, and then we will also have our quick recall tournament that day as well. So hopefully, if we advance from region, the next level is state. It'll be a challenge, but we're up for it.
Now, academic team, if you've got people listening today that are maybe unfamiliar with it, just give us an elevator speech of what these students are doing and kind of an idea.
Right. Other states call academic team Quiz Bowl or Knowledge Bowl, but basically in a lot of ways it's like Jeopardy. A question is asked and anyone on either team can buzz in, and the first person who buzzes in and gets the answer correct, your team gets a point. That's the basic format.
Now, do you have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students on the academic team?
Yes. I have a big group of 6th and a big group of 8th, and I have a couple of 7th graders, but we have a really good group of students.
You're meeting after school, and this is an extracurricular activity, I assume.
Yes, and these kids have been committed all year. I mean, it's a long commitment from September to, we're still going, so it's a very long commitment, and I try to be flexible because I know kids now are involved in so many different things, and I still want them to get to participate in academic teams. So, yep, we practice a couple times a week, every week.
I'm sure these students have got to know each other. We've got some 8th grade students, some 6th grade students. So, I mean, like any team or any sports team, they've got to come together and mesh to obviously achieve the success they've had this season.
Yes, and what's so interesting about this group of kids is so many of them do so many similar activities. So not only do we have academic team, many of these students also do orchestra together, and many of these students also do tennis together. So they get to spend a lot of time with each other, and they really get along well, and they're a fun group to have.
Expectations for your regional competition? I know you read that list of students and what you guys achieved as a team. I know you don't try to put pressure on your kids, but, you know, I'm sure they have high goals and high aspirations coming up.
Yes, and we are actually in a new region this year, the way we've been placed, so we really have a great challenge because we're with schools all the way from Scott County and Clark County, so some much larger school districts, but we're going to go give it our best.
We have with us Clark McGrath, a 6th grade student.
Clark, talk to us about why you wanted to be a part of the academic team.
So I want to be a part of the academic team since I feel like I'm a really advanced student in like all of my subjects, and I do really well. So that's why I like want to be a part of the academic team and help them out.
Now you finished, looks like 3rd in the social studies testing category. I guess talk about preparing for that and all your prep work to finish 3rd place there.
I went and did like some extra work in the social studies class, and I also like did some research on like China. 2 of the questions were about it, so that made me feel like proud about my research.
How many questions are on the test? Is it a certain time limit? I guess explain that for people that might not understand it listening.
So there's 50 questions on the test, and there's 10 tiebreaker questions if, say, someone, 2 people, like, tie on the 50. And there's a 1-hour time limit for all of them.
Did you feel like you did well after you finished the test? Was there nerves, anxiety, or did you feel like you knocked it out of the park and were going to place?
I felt like I knocked it out of the park, mainly because I've, like, known and researched, like, most of the questions, and I was like, hey, I know this. I can get this right.
Now, you said you're pretty strong in all areas, but a social studies, I guess, obviously, is that one of your better areas or you feel like you're stronger in?
I feel like I'm stronger in math, but there wasn't spots on math, so I did social studies.
Now, what's it like seeing all your classmates and, you know, you guys, Ms. Clark kind of mentioned, rocked it, have all the success. How exciting was it to have all the success with your teammates?
It's exciting that, like, I get to be with them when I go to regionals instead of, like, some people not getting to go because they missed out.
Now, you're a 6th grade student. What's your favorite part of being a student here at MCMS?
I like that the teachers are exciting and fun, and my favorite subject is math because I'm advanced at it and I'm, like, ahead of the class.
Next, we have Ellen Clark, an 8th grade student.
Ellen, we've talked to you over the years. Talk about, you know, being the elder statesman here of the group, working with young students, and then getting them prepared for, you know, the academic team season.
Well, honestly, they don't really need any preparation. Our JV team did really well this year. I'm the captain of the varsity team, so I feel like, for me personally, I just did my best to help us work together as a team for our varsity team, because I think the JV team's got it in the bag, honestly.
Now, how many people are up there for a quick recall match? Explain that for our listeners that maybe are unfamiliar or haven't been around the academic team in some time.
So with quick recall, you have 2 teams and there are 4 people in your lineup. And obviously, like, you can sub them out throughout the match. And basically, like my mom said, there's a timer and you have to buzz in on the question.
You finished 1st in language arts and then 1st in written composition. Talk about your expectations heading into those and felt strong, but, you know, just your reaction to finishing 1st.
So last year I placed 2nd place in written composition in the district. So this year my main goal was to get 1st. And I was very excited when I got 1st place because that was the one I was most hoping that I would get 1st place in. And then in language arts, I didn't really think that I'd get 1st place. I thought I would probably place, but I didn't think that I would get that high. But I was overall very happy about my results.
Now, what's the turnaround time? Like, you guys finished the test. I'm sure some students finished before others. And then is there a waiting period or a couple hours? You know, what's that like, just waiting to find out the results?
So depending on how many tests you take, you have to wait for a certain amount of time while everybody else finishes their test. So some people, like, they take 3 tests because you're only allowed to compete in 3 events. So they will take 3 tests. and they just won't do quick recall. Some people do quick recall in two tests. Some people only take one test. It really just depends on what events you're doing. But unfortunately, this year we had to do written tests on a different day because the competition got rescheduled. So we didn't really have to wait. We could just go home.
Now, how do you guys balance, you know, your mom and you as a captain? You have so many test takers, I assume. So many people can be on quick recall. A lot of talented students. How do you guys kind of work together to figure out what works best for Mice County Middle School?
Yeah. So at our practices, what's something we've been doing recently is tallying up all of the points that you get in a practice. So if a certain person gets this many points, they're going to be in the lineup because Governor's Cup is only varsity. So a lot of the JV kids have to work pretty hard to be able to get that spot in the lineup.
Now, is there rival schools you guys compete with or matches that are more intense or teams that, you know, you have a friendly rivalry with that, you know, obviously like anything else, it's competition you want to win against?
Right. I wouldn't say that we have like one big rival. There's Rowan County is really, really good this year. They're in our region, but we don't have like one really specific rival that we have.
And then you're an eighth grade student here. I guess, what do you like best about being an eighth grade student and then final year here at MCMS?
It's weird to be the oldest kid in the school, but it also feels pretty good. I'm ready to go to high school, but I love doing FCCLA things. I love participating in academic team. I just really love all of my extracurriculars here.
Next, we have Maddie Stanfield, an eighth grader.
Maddie finished fourth in math and then second in arts and humanities. I guess, Maddie, talk about your test and the preparation and the work you put in to, you know, achieve these outstanding results.
Well, for arts and humanities, it's really just studying all of like the ancient, not really ancient, but older paintings and things like that. And math, it has stuff from sixth, seventh, and eighth grade math. So you just kind of have to pay attention in class and stuff.
Now, how do you prepare at practice, you know, 15, 20 minutes on math and then arts and humanities? I mean, you know, because you're talented in both areas, but how do you make time for both and study and not get mixed up or bothered by it?
Most of the time, I would just take one day and study one specific area, and then a different day, I would study the other.
Now, what's it like seeing all your fellow classmates? You had a lot of kids that placed. How exciting was that when, you know, Ms. Clark gave you the results or they announced them, and then Mesa County Middle School had a lot of success?
It was really exciting seeing all of the students place, and everybody did really well, and I was very happy for everyone.
Now, how do you guys improve in practice, or with your test taking or quick recall? Just walk us through like a typical practice with Ms. Clark. What are you guys doing to improve and, you know, obviously carry over the success to the competitions?
One thing that we sometimes do is we try to remember things from other practices that we've had, and like we'll remember different questions and just trying to memorize all the different things that we need to know.
I guess talk about the camaraderie with this group and the friendships. You and Ellen are eighth grade students. You got some sixth grade students. You know, I guess talk about working as a team and trying to, you know, achieve all the success together.
Even though like some of them are in sixth grade and we're in eighth grade, we all are just really good friends and we work really well together.
Now, the rest of the season, what are you looking forward to, and maybe goals for yourself or goals for the team?
One goal that I would have, last year we got third place in regionals for quick recall, and I would really like to make it to state. And I would just like to, I made it to state last year for arts and humanities, and I would like to do that again.
And then you're an eighth grader, final run here at Mesa County Middle School. What do you like best or favorite memory as you leave the middle school here shortly?
One of my favorite memories is just seeing my friends every day and getting to hang out with them and having time with them.
Next, we have Fiona Watt, a sixth grade student.
Fiona Watt finished fourth there in written composition. Talk about why you wanted to be a part of the academic team here at MCMS.
I know a lot of the people, like I've kind of grown up with some of them, and I just thought it'd be a good opportunity to help myself in different areas of academics and just to create new bonds with people.
Now, you finished fourth there in written composition. I guess talk about maybe selecting that area or Ms. Clark saying, hey, I think you're a good test taker. Walk us through that process.
So I did for Limestone League, I did language arts and science. And then I was originally supposed to do language arts. And then I also was supposed to do another one. And I didn't know what to choose. And Miss Clark like asked if I was a good writer. And at first I was a little nervous, but then I decided to do that. And I just put a lot of prep into it to make sure I would do well.
Now, what was it like when they announced the results or you found out you finished fourth? What was that moment like for you?
I was happy that like all my work paid off and that I get to go to regions with all my friends, and I was just happy that I placed.
Now, what's the relationship like your classmates? You got sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders. How have you guys got to know each other and work together as a team?
Well, a lot of the sixth graders I have like most classes with. And then some of the seventh graders I don't really see that much. And then the eighth graders also don't see very much during the day. But then whenever we come to academic team, it's just fun to be able to see all them and talk about things and just create new bonds.
I guess what's one thing you've learned through Ms. Clark, the academic team, test taking or quick recall that you didn't know maybe prior to your sixth grade year that you've learned that's been valuable through this experience with the academic team?
One thing I've learned is that like you don't always have to be the best as long as it's about having fun.
Now you're sixth grade here, first year here at the middle school. What's your favorite part of being a student here at MCMS?
I really like the teachers and how like they're passionate about what they're teaching and how they're passionate about all the students and that they want to help us get better.
We'll wrap up Mesa County News and Views this morning. Again, Ashley and I were at Mesa County Middle School talking with Kristen Clark, who's the academic team coach, and several of the students. Actually, need to hear their perspective and their interest. And a lot of these students, I think one takeaway outside of just the academic team is why do you enjoy Mesa County Middle School, the teachers and the classes. And a lot of these students are, I'm sure, in advanced classes, are gifted and talented. But, you know, the way that the teachers enjoy coming to work and challenging, and that's something, you know, we could do a whole show on just teachers that care.
Definitely. And you heard from these students, you know, we had the one that you kind of just wrapped up with here at the end that said, you know, they're hard on us, but they push us and that's what makes us better. And the atmosphere, you know, I think here, like you said, just from hearing about them, is a great atmosphere. The students all seem to really enjoy it. I think you heard from a couple that are ready, you know, to move on to high school too. But it is just a great group and a great atmosphere here at Mason County Middle School.
And then, you know, these extracurricular activities put a lot of time, a lot of effort in, and practices and whatnot. So again, we always compare it with sports analogies, and sports is what I do and enjoy. But you know, these kids are given as much time as the middle school football or basketball or baseball or whatever, you know, in representing their school, just like any other team with a round ball would do.
And they are. They started their season in September. They've just now got regionals getting ready to come up. So several months, and that takes, you know, practices that they're having. And then this is just like other sports that you've mentioned. You have to put in the time at home too and work on your own and put in that extra time to get better as well.
I guess like you said in the opening, actually just check your school's respective Facebook page almost into February, and then things are going to start to fly by and spring will hopefully be here before we know it.
It is. We'll be talking about all the spring dates and graduation that everybody will be wanting to hear about before long. So definitely make sure you're on those respected social media pages of your children's school and keeping up to date with what's happening. And then I know also just a reminder, us having some of the snow days and the NTI days, make sure that you're receiving the text and email. If not, you can always give our student services building a call, 564-7755, and they can make sure that you'll be receiving that information.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Kirk, Travis Skaggs saying, have a great Tuesday.